Thank you and good morning. The Arcata Fire Protection District has announced that Chief Desmond Cowan will retire from his position at the end of June later this year. Cowan made his announcement at Tuesday night's regularly scheduled district board meeting, and his retirement will cap a 25-year career with Arcata Fire. Cowan said in a statement that the time is right to hand over the department to a new leader, and Board Chair Linda Sundberg said that the district has met many of its goals under Cowan's leadership. The Fire District Board will now begin the search for a replacement and hopes to have a new chief in place by the start of the new fiscal year. Winter weather, including heavy rain, high winds, and snow at 3,000 feet, have made driving conditions treacherous in many areas around the region. CHP officers in Trinity County responded to a fatal traffic collision on Highway 3 near Hay Fork on Wednesday, a crash that happened in a heavy downpour and claimed the life of a backseat passenger and sent the driver and the front seat passenger to the hospital with injuries. Snow levels have dropped to 3,000 feet, and mountain passes on Highways 36, 3, and 299 will be affected. There is a wind advisory for Humboldt County, and the rain is expected to continue to fall. Eureka got almost an inch and a half of rain from Tuesday into Wednesday, while Honeydew saw almost 4 inches, and just under 3 inches of rain fell in Bridgeville, with 2 inches in Hydesville. Arcata and Fortuna saw just over an inch, while Laytonville and Leggett to the south each got more than 2 inches of rain in that 24-hour period. Two Garberville Station sheriff's deputies arrested a man wanted in connection with a burglary that took place in Garberville over the weekend. The burglary took place at a commercial business, and the victim said the burglar broke in and stole several firearms from a gun safe. During the course of the investigation, deputies identified 27-year-old Scott Arrigan as a suspect. On Tuesday night, deputies conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle in downtown Garberville and found Arrigan in the passenger seat. Deputies established probable cause to search the vehicle, and that search turned up a .22-caliber handgun under the passenger seat, a gun that was stolen from the business, along with a barrel to a stolen shotgun, also taken during that break-in. Arrigan decided he didn't want to be arrested and fled on foot, but was quickly apprehended and taken into custody after a brief struggle. Arrigan was booked on several charges, including burglary, resisting arrest, and possession of stolen property. There are still 3 stolen firearms unaccounted for, a Winchester rifle, a .22-caliber handgun, and a .22 rifle. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. An officer with the Humboldt State University Police Department was injured after an accidental discharge of his firearm on Wednesday afternoon on campus. Emergency personnel responded to the scene and treated the officer, who had minor injuries to his hand. There were no other injuries or damage reported from that incident. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors spent Monday afternoon and then went into the evening on Tuesday hammering out the regulations for marijuana cultivation, specifically where and how medical marijuana can be grown and what permits will be needed by cultivators. The Board has approved indoor grows of up to 10,000 feet and to allow processing and distribution on properties that are zoned for commercial or industrial use. New rules also allow for indoor grow sites on lands zoned for agriculture. Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said on Talk Shop yesterday that the work the Board has been doing is focused on land use issues.
Where is it appropriate to cultivate? Where is it appropriate to manufacture? Where is it appropriate to process? So we're doing a land use policy here. And so whether it's medical or it's recreational, you're still going to have the same issue of where is it appropriate to do this according to state law.
Sundberg also said that law enforcement agencies want clarity when it comes to the new medical marijuana laws and in particular local regulations.
One of the things when I talk to like Billy Hansel or the DA, they want a bright line between people who are legal and people who are not. And right now, there's such a big gray area. But after this process that we're finished with, and by March 1st, you're going to either have a permit or you're not. So the sheriff goes out, you either have a county permit or you don't have a county permit or you're in process.
You can hear the entire interview with Supervisor Sundberg by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.